This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jobs, of course, will be discussed in the next 6 minutes. Some guy named Jay, and there was a certain speech, too. We'll talk about that just a little bit anyway. Anna Swanson is at the New York Times. Heather Long is at the Washington Post. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Heather, let me start with you. The jobs report this morning, of course, 275,000 new jobs. That is good news. I want to key in, though, on the other part of that report, the unemployment rate. Up from 3.7% to 3.9%. You said on the socials today, we got to keep an eye on that. Why are you worried?
Well, I don't think it's a panic situation. You're always very good at reminding your listeners that 1 month does not make a trend, but certainly went in the wrong direction. And there were 334,000 more unemployed people in February. That was a pretty big jump for 1 month. And, you know, it implies a softening in the labor market. I don't think it totally changes the story. It still looks like we could achieve a soft landing type situation. But if that continues to pick up, then that could potentially be a red flag. For now, I'd say it's a worry, but it's not keeping me up at night.
Anna, this is what we want, though, right? As Heather said, this is part of that, sorry for this, glide path to a soft landing, right?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, still pretty soft landing-ish. You know, we haven't landed yet. But I mean, that report was really kind of a pretty mixed report in terms of positives and negatives, kind of a choose your own adventure. But, you know, overall, you do have a strong job market, but definitely signs that it's cooling down. And I think, you know, for the Fed, that signals it's not time for a rate cut yet, but maybe it will be by this summer. I'm definitely looking to inflation numbers coming out next week. And, you know, still kind of too early to rule out either that the economy could reaccelerate or that we could have, you know, some kind of more dramatic slowdown coming up, as Heather is suggesting.
But Anna, keep going with all, let me stipulate here. This economy is good, very strong, labor market still strong, economy is growing. But Anna, what did you not like in this report then?
Well, So, I mean, there were, you know, definitely big downward revisions to job gains in the last couple months. I mean, job gains were strong in February, but those numbers got cut in recent months. There was labor market.
Six-figure revision downward, right? I mean, it was big.
Yeah, big revisions, right? There was also a little more slack in the labor market. But then, you know, on the other hand, you also had limited wage gains, which are good news for inflation prospects. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, overall, it's really an illustration that, you know, the economy is kind of near a tipping point, but it's not quite there yet. We're really in the middle.
Right. Heather, it is kind of amazing. We're sitting here saying, yes, we're still not quite there yet. Let me ask you something else, Heather, about Jay Powell. This week, you went up to the Capitol, did his standard 2 days of testimony that he does twice a year. And he was asked this question by Congressman Al Green, Democrat of Texas. Here you go.
Will there be some announcement at some point that we've had a soft landing?
So Powell, with a straight face, then, Heather, says this.
I don't think by us, no. I think we're just going to keep our heads down and do our jobs and try to deliver what the public is expecting from us. We wouldn't be, you know, declaring victory like that.
Which is about the most Jay Powell thing that anybody's ever said, right, Heather? But here's my question. What signs are you looking for from the Federal Reserve communications-wise? You know, they're not going to do a big victory march, but they are going to let us know somehow that they're there, right?
I know. We're all so disappointed we're not going to see Fed Chair Powell's victory dance. I would love to see that. But I will say, just before that clip, I thought it was an excellent question by the congressman, but the clip just before what you played, the Fed Chair Powell actually said, we are on a good path to be able to get there. And so that's about as close as the Fed comes to saying, we're pretty confident. And that's a real change from a year ago. I was thinking back to this time a year ago when he would be asked about the soft landing. He didn't even want to use the term.
Right.
He would sort of say, we're trying to get there. And now he's out there saying, we're on a good path. And so that's the word you want to hear from the Fed chair, with that bump up in confidence. And I think continuing to see that kind of messaging going forward will be a very good sign. We're obviously going to get the latest projections at the end of this month on the economy.
Right. Okay. Anna, the speech last night, of course, the president goes to the well of the House, does the State of the Union, has been covered extensively elsewhere. Here is a little snippet of it that I want to play for you and then discuss. Here you go.
Folks, my inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world.
Which is factually true, right? Anna, we are growing faster, this economy is, than any other industrialized economy on the planet. And I want to know from you, how come we're doing so well and everybody else ain't?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple important factors that set America apart, and some have to do with luck and some have to do with policy. And on the policy front, you know, a lot of it is about the U.S. economic response to the pandemic, mm-hmm. which was really substantial. It was triple the size of the U.S. response to the financial crisis, and it put the U.S. on a really good footing, even though it did help stoke some pesky inflation. And then when it comes to luck, you know, part of it is about being farther away from the wars unfolding in Ukraine and the Middle East, and much more insulated, for example, than Europe from higher energy prices. In fact, the U.S. economy is, you know, exporting a lot of oil and growing that way. Right. So yeah, I mean, things are pretty good. The ironic thing, of course, is that a lot of Americans don't seem to feel that. And, you know, President Biden also acknowledged that in the State of the Union last night when he said it doesn't make news, but the American people are writing the greatest comeback story never told. And it's also why the economy is a talking point for former President Trump these days.
It is a talking point for everybody. Anna Swanson at the New York Times, Heather Long at the Washington Post. Thanks, you two.
Thanks Kai.